Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday evening. Of course you are. And I've got to be honest with you, gang. I'm still suffering. Long-term listeners will know I'm a San Francisco 49er. 25 years of hurt continues. They were gallant. They were up. But credit to the Kansas City Chiefs claiming their first Super Bowl last weekend in 50 years. And now we're very lucky. We love following the Hertfordshire Cheetahs, our local American football team. And we've got on the line today to talk all things Super Bowl and, of course, all things Chiefs, their head coach, no less, Craig Barnes. Craig, welcome to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Tony. Good to talk to you.
Hey, well, listen, I tell you what, we love following the Chiefs. And of course, not too long now till your season gets underway, and that will fill the vacuum in my life, which is the obviously end of the NFL season now. But just to whip back in time a short moment, really. Last weekend, Super Bowl 54, a great advert for the sport of American football, objectively speaking. Again, I know I should be objective as a broadcaster, but I am a long-term 49er. Followed them, when they won their first... their fifth bowl back in 94, 25 years of hurt. Three quarters in, I'm thinking to myself, we're only going to go and do it. But my goodness me, you simply cannot keep Mahomes down, can you? What a player.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, as a Raiders fan, the thought of the Chiefs winning anything strikes me with dread. And unfortunately, the 49ers suffered a similar fate to my Raiders did in the regular season. It's just that at least we were done and dusted by half time. The second quarter, Mahomes engineered an amazing run of four touchdowns, which completely obliterated us. And so it almost exactly the same in the fourth quarter. I watched the game and. The 49ers were playing good 49er football. They were punching it using the running game. They were using some innovative stuff that they've been doing all season. And I thought they were in control and best placed to actually win the game. But the Kansas defense did step up and sort of pulled the wheels off the 49ers a little bit. And then Mahomes just got going. And... yeah, as much as it pains me to say it, he is a tremendous player and would be, he's a superstar and the Chiefs are lucky to have him.
You've got a feeling it could well be the start of something very special for this Kansas City franchise. But just to come back to that, you made some great points there. Again, it's always so harsh because a great season has been orchestrated by Kyle Shanahan, the coach of the 49ers. You talk to or listen to anybody in the game, to a man, they say that with the X and O's, he's a genius. But unfortunately, he's going to be slightly tarnished. It's going to hang over him until this monkey's thrown off the back. Again, with that lead going into that fourth quarter, another big turnaround. Of course, he was the O coordinator for Atlanta Falcons when they suffered a similar fate to New England in Super Bowl 51. You're a head coach of the Cheetahs. You obviously have an insight into the pressures that head coaches face. To what extent will this defeat be stigma on Shanahan? And how difficult do you think it will be for him to overcome it?
That's a very good question, Tony. Obviously, coordinators in particular they're almost like, you know, it's almost intensified from the level that quarterbacks used to get all the credit, all the blame. And now it seems to have shifted more onto the coordinators because we can't have the players being criticised. Yes, as you say, when he was OC for Atlanta and they surrendered that lead, you have to say, okay, yes, it was 28-3 and then the Patriots came back to win it. But Shanahan wasn't calling the defence. It just shows, the media in the States narrow it down to one or two plays that this is where it turned, where they didn't make first down, in that game, the Falcons got knocked back 5 or 6 yards with a sack and it took them out of field goal range, which just gave the Patriots enough of a run-up that they could get back into strike range. But the same with the play calling in the fourth quarter suddenly became even more conservative. Having said that, I don't know if you watched the America's games, these logging of the Super Bowls, documenting the Super Bowls that are on Sky. So many of those programs showed, and here came the game-winning drive. I mean, as a 49ers fan, you look at the 49ers versus the Bengals in...
The catch! Iconic!
No, the other catch, John Taylor, not Dwight Clark, the one by Taylor. I remember watching that game live, and at no point did I think that the Bengals were going to stop them. It was horrible. They were like the Manchester United of their time. Everybody resented them winning anything. And you knew once Montana started to move them down the field, you thought there is a distinct air of inevitability about all of this. But with the 49ers this time round, and also with the Falcons, it just came down to very, very tiny margins that the game turned on. And I think... It's unfair to vilify Shanahan for, as you say, he had a tremendous season, handed out some proper pastings to good sides, and it just, the wheels came off against one of the best offences in the league, and for some years, when it really counted. They will need to get back there. They will need to show, a bit like, I hope for your sake, Tony, that they don't become a new generation Buffalo who get back to the Super Bowl every year and then get tanked. But, they deserve to have another shot. And the Chiefs, as you say, there could be something, as I say, it really pains me to say it, they could become very powerful for some years.
So many amazing points.
They have a lot of good weapons. The only thing that possibly stopped them is if they run out of cap space, because they're going to have to pay Pat Mahomes big money.
Yes.
And it depends whether they have to ship one or two of the other weapons that they've got on in order to pay for him.
We'll find out. Look forward to that off-season. You made so many great points there, Craig. Again, one of the reasons that I love the sport, and I know you appreciate, is it is so nuanced. And as you say, can come down to just minor inches and decisions. And again, in all of sport, obviously the coach has such influence and molds the attitude, the formation. But in your great sport, American football, it's literally live or die by kind of decision-making that coach is making, which is why it is so, so compelling. But I thought a great advert for the game. I even objectively just appreciated the beauty of that effort. But coming back briefly to Mahomes, you know, again, he has that sort of ability in the clutch, doesn't he? Didn't really show. I mean, two interceptions, Niners bagged. He'd only thrown five all season. It looked like Niners were playing good contain, but you just can't keep a good man down, can you?
You certainly can't. No, I noticed that the 49ers, who had been playing a fair bit of zone during the season, a cynical man might say that it's to cover up the likes of Richard Sherman's lack of diminishing speed, but they decided to get a bit bold against Mahomes and trust their D-line to get to Mahomes before he managed to get the ball to his receivers, and they went man coverage, and I think they weren't quite up to it. The secondary looked a little bit uncomfortable with it, and Sherman in particular started to creak. The receivers were getting separation on him, and I do enjoy watching the 49ers front line. I think they're tremendous. They almost hark back to the days when I used to watch it and play in the 80s, where you had the great defensive lines. But they got to him, as you say. They sacked him and forced him to make bad throws, interceptions. But it was, unfortunately, with that man, it's only a matter of time before he finds Tyreek Hill. You know, Tyreek Hill running like Olympic speed, gets open, and with Andy Reid scheming, you know, this wasp play that they made up just for the 49ers, where Hill looks like he's running a post, and then he cuts back out to the corner. And they ran it twice to very good effect. One, it looked like a completely busted coverage.
But yeah.
It was schemed up by the Chiefs. And so, yeah, coupled with Mahomes' ability to basically throw any pass from anywhere, it does make a very potent combination and makes it extremely difficult to defend. You can contain him, and that's fine because he's got a gun of an arm where he can wait for players to get open in zones. Or if you try to pressure him, he can run. He's not the fastest runner, but he can run. And if he's still behind the line of scrimmage, it doesn't matter if he's running to his left. He can make the most. He can still turn and throw back across his body, even while not even looking that way, and pick someone out on a dime. It's just phenomenal to watch.
He's freakish in many ways, and a bona fide superstar, kind
absolutely.
Of the poster boy for the league going forwards. You mentioned a name there. We were talking head coaches, and I appreciate your own informed head coach perspective. Again, obviously, I'm still suffering, you know, as a passionate Niner, as you know, but. I did say to Ben Weeks as we were previewing the Super Bowl last week that I do have such respect for Andy Reid. 222 career wins. It's his first Super Bowl. Only five coaches all time have more wins across regular and postseason. And the book on Reid was that he was a bit of a kind of loser in the clutch, makes bad calls under pressure.
Yeah.
And it's nice for him to have lost that monkey, and we'll see where he takes these weapons. But Andy Reid, goodness me, again, obviously, I would have loved it to be a Niners victory, but I do appreciate, and I've got a lot of time, and I think it's a great moment for Andy Reid. Fascinating to see what he can do with those weapons at Kansas going forwards.
Yes, although there are teams around the league that I don't particularly care for, as a coach, I still admire, Bill Belichick being a prime example, and Andy Reid. I really do admire his offensive nous. Yes, I can chuckle at his baffling time management decisions that he makes occasionally that put the Chiefs in unnecessary bother. I would say also that Eric Bieniemy, their offensive coordinator, is a genius. I don't know if you know, there was one of the plays that they ran close to the goal line where that two or three of the backs twirled round and then did a bit of motion, and then it was handed up direct snap to the fullback, who then sort of barreled his way into the end zone.
I was scratching my head at that, but it did what a net result. Again,
well,
it's these X's and O's and these focused and these, you know, creativity displayed there was phenomenal.
Well, it was. All I would say is they got that play apparently from the 1949 Rose Bowl. Michigan ran it, Michigan University, and I mean that is sort of like so anarchy, it's unbelievable, but it's genius,
isn't it?
I mean, Eric Bieniemy must be a head coach soon. He's got all the tools, but to pull stuff like that out of against a team that's known for its innovative running game, I thought was just tremendous. I had to laugh and applaud that, really, because that was great stuff.
I don't know if there's anything there that you could be delving back through the annals of time to apply for the Cheetahs going forwards. Craig, just obviously always love to follow the Cheetahs. April, your big season gets underway. Great first effort last campaign, first year back in Championship 1. It's April, it gets underway. I know lots has been happening in the off-season. It never ends, does it? Goodness me. But just to remind us again about the best way here in St. Albans, we can either get involved, learn more about you guys, and we're going to follow you every snap of the way. But how can our listeners engage with the phenomenal Family Cheetahs?
Right, well, we have our website, hertfordshirecheetahs.com, all one word. We have accounts on Facebook, Hertfordshire Cheetahs AFC, and we have Instagram. I'm afraid I can't remember what the. If you just search for Hertfordshire Cheetahs on Instagram, we're on there. Our media team, headed by Ben Weeks, is pretty active on there. That's your first stop. For those who are interested in coming to watch us, our first, we are playing five away games, first of all, due to ground issues. But once we've completed those, they start at Cambridge away on Easter Sunday. Fixtures obviously all on our website, etc. And once we get to come home, as it were, we've got five home games, and that should be quite an exciting time. You know, we haven't got to go anywhere, and they're local derbies, and should be great for people to come and watch, which we'd love to see.
You guys are such awesome ambassadors for the awesome sport of American football here in St. Albans and Hertfordshire. Get involved with them. They train out at St. Albans Rugby Club. Also, not just the amazing Cheetahs first team, but a very, very successful junior structure. I think 19 Great Britain stars in that team, which bodes well for the Cheetahs' future. A phenomenal ladies' side as well. Check them out across all social media, and we'll follow them every snap of the way throughout the 2020-21 campaign. Craig, awesome to unpack your brains. I'm still mourning, but what a great Super Bowl it was. Have a great season. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Good to speak to you. Thank you.